beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy Mother Effin' Monday. Welcome back to hopefully another wonderful and enjoyable week. Hopefully you all had one hell of an amazing weekend. Hopefully you're able to do the things that you want to do. Hopefully you're able to get everything out of it that you wanted to get out of it. Hopefully you're able to spend it with the people that you want to spend it with. Hopefully you're able to try some new things, meet new people, have some new experiences. But most importantly, I hope that each and every one of you made it to this week in one whole complete positivity-filled peace. I did. It was pretty chill. It was pretty chill on this end. It had that feel of how it is with the rainy day. Like, it's one of those stay-in type of weekends where it just felt like it was going to rain, yet it never did. So the whole atmosphere felt like that. Yeah. Of course, everybody knows my Sundays are pretty much do-nothing days unless there's, like, some type of event that's going on or some pre-established thing that I've committed to. I should have gone to the gym yesterday, but it's all good. I actually have shin splints from running too much, and I noticed that on Saturday when I went to the gym. So that was painful. It was painful because I felt the soreness in my shins the moment I started my run on Saturday. And I usually, especially when I go to the gym, I'll put 45 minutes on and I'll try to get about 4 miles within that 45 minutes, both, you know, running and power walking incorporated into that whole thing. I never want to run 4 miles straight, but I want to make sure that I'm always consistent with that. But yeah, within like the first 5 minutes of me starting that, I felt it. Cause normally what I'll do is I'll start a small, a short walk to get the blood flowing, and then I'll go into the run. So maybe like two, three minutes in, as soon as I started that run, both of my shins just felt them. And it wasn't unbearably painful. It was still painful, but it wasn't painful enough to make me stop. At the same time, I didn't want to stop, nor was I going to. So, but we made it through it, and I paid for it in pain afterwards. Because once I hit my shower, and I finally sat down or laid down to relax, that was it. It was it. But regardless of that, we got to make sure that we get back into the rigmarole of things, because we have to make sure that we start this week on a good foot so that way we can end on an even better one later on this week. So, of course, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. How many of you have attempted to go after something, or you had an ambitious dream or something that was calling your name, and you knew this is what you wanted to do, but the moment that you actually expressed what you wanted to do to, you know, friends, family members, your peers, whatever, whoever they may be, the moment that you express what you want to do, there's almost immediate doubt. You know, there's almost skepticism as to, you know, what you chose to do or what you're choosing to go after. And there's no real support, you know, there's no encouragement. It's, oh, that's what you want to do? Oh, and then the questions happen. Are you sure that that's, you know, do you have everything you need to do that? You know, how are you going to make this happen? You know, then the statistics, you know, only, you know, such and such amount of people, you know, are able to do this. You know, not everybody is going to get there and make it, you know. There's all that rather than, oh, that's good. Go after that. Matter, you, what do you need from me? Can I, you know, what can I do to help you, you know, start your journey? What is it that we can do to support you? You know, hey, I'll back you up, whatever you need. I believe in you. That's never the initial thing. It's always till later. And what tends to happen is that, you know, when we hear those things, we get that immediate discouragement to where it's like, you know what? Is that something that I should be doing? You know, is it worth me putting the time in? Is it worth me spending effort and money into this? Is this really something that I truly want to do, or is it just look appealing? Then we start to doubt ourselves. And see, one thing that we have to understand in situations like this is that there's one thing that a lot of people won't tell you, or a lot of people don't seem to realize at the same time when these when the discourage when the discouraging attitude happens, or the responses that we get aren't favorable to what we want to hear. You from the outset, I mean from the outside, you may look a certain way because of how you were portrayed, or how you've been living, and how people seem to assume how you are or associate certain things with you because of how they've seen you growing up. Maybe your closest family members was, might be your closest friends. These people know who you have been throughout the years. So that's that stamp of familiarity on you already from their perspective. But the one thing that's never expressed is the fact that, yeah, this may have been you, or this might be you now. But the thing is, the one thing you always have, the one thing all of us always has, the ability, the one ability that we always have forever, is the ability to prove people wrong. Just because you were one way at one point, or just because you are something right now, doesn't mean that you can't be what you want to be moving forward. The future is never written in stone because, again, we all have free will. We have the ability to change on a dime. There is nothing stopping us from being what we want to be outside of ourselves. So the moment that you listen to somebody else, you are setting it in stone for yourself. You're putting a preconceived, established being onto a being who has free will. Like you're allowing yourself to listen and say, you know what? Oh, because they said it, I am that. That's not true. Just because somebody says something about you, just because somebody recognizes something that you've done previously or currently, that doesn't mean that's who you're going to be down the line. Everybody evolves. Everybody has the ability to change. Everybody has the ability to prove other people wrong. Simple as that. Period, point blank, plain and simple. So instead of you conforming to whatever it is that they say, or the labels, or whatever statistics that they throw at you, whatever it is, whenever you decide you want to do something, damn what everybody else says. It's about how you feel and how bad you want it. Because at the end of the day, they can say whatever they want. But as long as you want it and you prove that you want it just as bad, you can shut all of that down by doing what you say you're going to do and what you want to do, rather than listen to them and having them control your fate. This is your life, your destiny, your journey, your outcome, not theirs. Let everybody say what the hell they want to say, because at the end of the day, when you go after what you want to go after and you make it happen, they're going to be the ones telling you, hey, I was wrong. You know, I didn't think you could do it, but you did. You know, in spite of what I said, you did it. You proved me wrong. And it feels so good when that happens, because that's the validation that needs to happen, the validation that you created when you go out and you do what's necessary for you. So moving forward, there's you can listen to what people say, but as long as you don't allow it to dictate what you do in the future, you are already on the right track. Understand your journey, your destiny, your destination, your outcome. Everything is within the palm of your hands. Everything is within your power, within your control. Understand that moving forward, so that way you don't sway in anybody's favor or way other than your own. So, with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and make it happen. Because at the end of the day, you are always in the driver's seat. And until next time, salud.